And we're back with another exciting episode of Laughter the Club. Coming in with 176,000 buckaroos is the man with the sweet jumper. I think they had a winning record. Ish. Levitard show fan himself. What's up, Mark? Sorry.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Pal. This has been, we haven't done one of these in a while. It's got, you know, a podcast. Jeanette and Schweitz recorded one like 2 weeks ago that I've yet to edit, but guess what's on my computer now?
I didn't know we still do podcasts.
You know, Laughter the Club, we try to keep it going. We're not done yet. We're not willing to let this thing, you know, go kibbutz. So, ooh, how many screens we got?
How many screens?
Yeah.
Am I basement?
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I have, well, I'll give you a little tour here.
Ooh.
So I have my little golden tea machine, and in the corner I have a TV, a little bar area, and we have our big table, a little wet bar area, and then I have like the living room area in the basement over here.
Let's go. Oh. Okay. All right.
That's my Midwest right basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah. What's the drink of choice tonight?
I'm having some Bell's Oberon. It was a birthday present from my neighbor.
Oh, wow.
So it's the wheat beer. It's like Michigan's favorite sign of summertime. It's a springtime because it's a special release here, seasonal. I think you can get it year round anywhere else in the country.
Hmm.
But it's made here, and they make it seasonal here, if that makes sense, to get you excited about it.
No, yeah, it makes it more special that way. You know, if you could have it all the time, you won't have it, period. But if you can only have it at a specific time, and you tell me that's the only time I can have it, you know what? I might get one. So
that's that scarcity, though, you know?
Yeah. I'm seeing Star Wars Episode 1 later tonight.
Why is everyone watching Episode 1?
Because it's the 25th anniversary. Crazy, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's coming back out, and my girlfriend got me this WWE Championship Igloo belt, and it holds like 4 cans. So I'm thinking it's Modelo time after this, and I'm gonna just take them with
me. Cool.
Yeah, right. I was using it for candy today in my classroom, and I was like, because we do this thing called Feel Good Friday to open up. It's a great way.
And you brought beers in the class?
No. I put Starburst in like the Sour Punch straw candies.
Oh, that's also fun.
Those get me, because I snack on them. Like, they're for the kids to like engage them and like have them answer questions. But I'd be snacking. So one time, a kid, I heard from behind me, Mr. H be snacking, and I was like, shut up.
They answer like 3 questions. They're like, oh, they're already all gone.
Yeah. No. Gosh, I know. It's like worse than a Netflix subscription, to be honest. But they love their candy. You know what? And they look forward to Fridays because it's either you tell a joke or you tell a reason why you feel good. And it can't be that it's Friday because it's like, come on.
Nice. Mm. That's pretty adorable. Do you still watch wrestling?
You know what? Like, a little bit. A little. I watched the most recent WrestleMania.
Can you explain to me why people were upset, and are they still upset? Were they upset that – is it Cody Rhodes? Am I saying this correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the champion now?
Yeah, he's the guy now.
But they thought he wasn't going to be because of The Rock coming in. Was that why people are mad?
I guess so. Right? I think maybe just because it was so predictable. If anything, I don't know. They get mad about everything, you know. Like, well,
we know that as a fan base.
Yeah, so it's like if The Rock wins, then it's just like okay. Speaking of fan base, you want to see what I have for Lopix today?
I do.
They're not really too many show related ones, but like I have NBA playoffs. I put Game 7, which it looks like we're gonna have between I put the NBA TV Classic Game 7 between the Magic and the Cavs.
The Magic just won.
Yep. So we're gonna get one. I wanted to play a game of Nug It or Nug Not It. I guess the only way is like, do you think they're gonna win? I didn't really think that out. I just thought it was a clever, you know, name, a different way to not put out or off. Oh, I guess I gotta cut Nug off. I don't know. Darvinham fired. That was for Jeff. He was supposed to be here, so I don't know what happened with that. I have Grace, but that's just two words combined to mean Greg's face. Aaron said he was gonna be on tonight. That guy. So I asked him. I was gonna ask him for his draft grades because just the way he talks, it sounds like, you know, draft grades would be really good to do, to go there. Okay, this one's a little embarrassing, but like, I tooted after the gym the other day, and then I got back in my car to go to work, and it was still in there. So like, it's just trapping yourself with your farts. And then the last one I have is, where can Stu get 5,000 people to show up? So,
did they say how many people showed up in Detroit for him?
You know what? They didn't, but Stupak sent that picture, and it was telling enough. Bad. Yeah, it didn't even look like 50.
Well, I don't know where that is because I went down there. So here's, can I give you my topic? The NFL draft.
Okay, let's go. Oh yeah, this is so much, okay. Scrap everything, but this is much better.
No. So I went to the NFL draft, and it was in Detroit. It's like, you know, a couple hours away. So we got there right at noon, right when it opens up, and you know it's. There's security everywhere. There's these machines on the sidewalks as you're walking towards it. So like you get like some type of like weapon screening like four or five times before you get to the entrance. You get in, they make you download the app to get in. They never checked your phone. They just let everyone walk in. So that was a whole waste of time downloading the app. And you get in, and I expected like, I don't know what I expected, but I expected like a makeshift field type of thing, you know, where you walk in, there's like a little mini football field, people doing all those like activities, the combine things, you know, 40-yard dash, jumping. But really, it's just a giant parking lot / park with like the Lombardi trophy, Super Bowl ring section, an autograph section where players are going to be, and then the different kind of events. And it was just a line of people. So like it was like a 2 hour long line to see the Lombardi trophy. Then it was like an hour long line to see some rings. And they had some stuff that you could just walk up to, like they had like the NFL jersey cutout or things you could stand behind. So it looks like you're wearing the jersey. Those are like out and about. But everything was like an hour line to like see something. And that's like really it. And obviously the draft is later at night and that started, but like we didn't even go to that. So I was just like really disappointed in that part. So I tweeted that out, like, don't go. And I had fun, but I would never go to the NFL part. I would just go nearby, like where the bars are, like they close off streets or bands. That was very fun. But anything NFL related was just pointless. Like it would, you know, you wait in line to see the trophy for 2 hours. It was really disappointing. I expected just more interactive stuff that would be quicker. They had a whole Lions indoor part that we never got into because that line was, I don't even know how long. So it was kind of disappointing, the NFL part. So
how do you feel how do you feel the Lions did with their draft?
I'm just pro download Alabama people.
Yeah.
So, or Georgia people. So they got. I like it.
Shout out to Brett. Go dogs. Sick 'em.
So speaking of like, so we went to the casino area because there's a bunch of casinos downtown Detroit. That's kind of what brought Detroit back, was nicer casinos and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, where's the DraftKings casino? I don't even know because there was nothing down there. You know, all the casinos in Michigan online are associated with other real life casinos. So there's physical locations, like obviously BetMGM is MGM. There's Greektown, that's ESPN Bet. It's like everyone has a physical location, but we never saw DraftKings anywhere downtown. So I don't know where. And that picture looked like he was.
Wasn't like he in Troy?
A suburb somewhere. Yeah, wasn't that's like a suburb. That's like.
Yeah.
You know. That's why he's 30 minutes away.
That's why Billy said they didn't tell him until like the day of. Because like,
okay, so I still can't say, yeah, Troy is just like it's in the birds.
No, yeah. So they purposely weren't telling him because of that, because it was way out there and like, you know, essentially nowhere. And he was really pissed off because he was like, wait, my hotel though is in Detroit, like, and I'm not going to be in Detroit. So he had to like go back and forth to do interviews there. Oh, that's so good. And then his mic wasn't,
that's,
like,
I mean,
I don't know, their mics weren't really like the greatest. And I was like, why wasn't anybody telling them to like fix it? But Billy was bringing it all together with the suit. He always does a good job with those.
Well, everyone was downtown. I mean, that was an amazing amount of people. So I don't know why they didn't try to do something down there, but you know.
Would you say it was a party?
You know, it was a party. It was cool. That just don't do anything NFL, but it was cool. We had fun. I was hungover the next day. Holy cow. But just don't do anything NFL. You'll be fine. So that's my pro tip.
Nice, nice. How was
someone called me an incel on Twitter for saying that I went to the draft.
Like, yeah.
That's incel behavior.
One time we have this bar nearby called Campsite. And it was the in thing for about, I don't know, say 2 months, but then like everybody realized the service is really bad. Like you have to, like, you can only buy one beer at a time and you have to have your ID, and like they don't bring you your beer where you order it. You have to like wait in a pickup line. So it's just a thing. Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going?
That's my son, Carter.
What's up, Carter?
He can't hear you, wearing
headphones. Okay. Well, I hope he's doing well in school as a teacher.
He's not.
I'm contractually obligated to say that. Well, you know what? He'll try his best.
He's doing better this semester.
Let's go. Let's go.
It's Pow. Pow. You know who Pow is? Yeah. The water won't come out of the door. I think it's frozen.
From Ryan Cortez's mouth himself, I'm on the Mount Rushmore of fans. Now, I don't agree.
You are.
But he said that. I'm not, but.
Do you know who else is on it?
No, I would have to go. I would have, if it was my opinion, it'd be you, Morgan, Avi, right? Steak sauce. And then I would say Crispy.
Well,
just
you.
No, I would say Crispy because he drives so much content. Like a lot of times I wish Billy would just name drop him because Billy will mention things that he just tweeted out. And I'm like, come on, you know?
Well, we have a long-standing conspiracy theory that Mike is a big Jort Center listener and doesn't admit it, because there are a lot of topics sometimes that get brought up that seem awfully familiar. So,
yeah, I mean, that one where Mike got fired from a pet store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Salute. I'm a Patreon subscriber now.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, yeah. I got the welcome DM from Crisp. He said, first of all, thank you. And then he said, second of all, and he laughed at something I sent him. I forgot what it was. But
I used to be more active. Now we're talking about George Center, but I used to be more active on the Patreon page. Now I forget it even exists because they don't do a lot of Patreon exclusive stuff. Not that I expect that. I just do it more just to be supportive. But there's a Facebook group too that's pretty active.
Ooh.
About George Center. But their podcast is very good. It's very funny. It kind of bums me out that it's not more popular, because it's just good. It just makes me think, like, man, it's hard to get a popular podcast, because he's got a good following on Twitter. And they do weekly episodes on time. It's produced nicely. And, you know, they get a few hundred a week. But it's hard out there in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's competitive, you know. Pat Bev, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So could you point him out? And if you saw him in a lineup, would you know who it was?
Yeah. Just because I really did. Just because I didn't like him a whole lot, you know?
I don't think I could have before today.
This guy. I'm trying to think, like, of NBA players that I couldn't. Grayson Allen, maybe, but like I don't want to name all like white guys, but you know, I'm trying to think short guys, because if they're tall, I'm already going to automatically assume like this.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, it's just it's a lineup, and one guy is 6'11".
Yeah, what it is it's if they're tall, and then you look at the calves, they got calves that look like thighs, like quads. And you're like, oh, dude,
that's the key.
That guy hoops.
Yeah. You could pick out Caruso. See,
yeah,
they're like 10 white guys anyway.
He's chiseled though, so that's easy. Like that guy just looks like an athlete.
Did you, Did you see the Crusoe video that went viral about the guy talking about him in high school?
No, well,
Where he
go
was
on.
like, it was just a video about they're warned about this guy coming in, that he was amazing. And then it's Crusoe. And I guess I gave the Tarantino, the ending is that he reveals it's Caruso, but this guy just fortune him for like 50 points, and they were a good team, and they couldn't stop this one guy, and it was Caruso, which he wasn't that good in college. He was okay, right? He was 12 points a game or something. It's really weird that there's, and it happens to be a lot of white guards that take a little bit to figure it out, but in the end are pretty good NBA players. Like, I'm dating myself, like Steve Blake, even
Yeah.
Redick took forever, but like these guys like
Kirk Heinrich.
take a little bit and then all of a sudden they figure it out. It's weird.
I think for today's NBA, with the way all the European guys are coming in, there's something about like fundamentally sound players. So I do know that like Reeves and Caruso, like both of their dads were like basketball coaches for them in high school and like a little bit more competitively too, so they had just kind of a fundamental base, and like it seems that like players that kind of are really good and sound fundamentally and can just add like a little bit of athleticism to their game just seem to do really well in the league if they get noticed and picked up, you know?
Yeah, it's just weird sometimes how long it takes, or how I'm always confused when they don't do amazing in college, but then you play in the NBA for 20 years. Like Crusoe,
Yeah.
that's I can't figure that part out. And like really dating myself, like John Starks, like he played in like community college or junior college for a year. And it's like, but then you end up in the NBA and you dunk on Michael Jordan. Like, I don't understand. I know he had some like trouble, like he was, arrested and stuff. So that's why he maybe didn't get D1 offers. But you think if you eventually dunk on Michael Jordan, you would average like 60 points a game in junior college. And it's
Yeah.
just like, okay, like 18 points, 20 points. There's weird things where people don't, like even Jordan only averaged like 20 in college or something, which is just, I guess, a different style. But
Well,
it's always weird when these guys come out of
I thought
nowhere.
Jordan was purposely held back. I thought there was like, or I remember always hearing that like Dean Smith told him like, don't really showboat and, you know, there's nothing wrong with
Yeah,
scoring 20
more
points a
team
game.
ball.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, pass the
But
ball. That's kind of how it was when like Devin Booker played at Kentucky. Like they had so many guys on that team that it was just like they were all getting shots up, so you really didn't notice that like, oh, he's more like even Karl-Anthony Towns, the two of them only averaged like 13 points a game when they were in college.
yeah, that's it's bizarre.
And
Well, and
then
like,
the scouting.
who's the guy from Memphis?
Ja Morant?
The
Oh,
power forward.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Yeah, he was like a he was a
Yeah.
He was a relatively unknown guy.
Yeah, the game they played that they lost against Syracuse in the tournament, he didn't play. Izzo said because he never played against the zone. But it's like he's in the NBA lottery, but you didn't play him. So
I don't know. I just
it's
wasn't,
weird.
I was confused how he won Defensive Player of the Year and like the guy like constantly fouled out of games. Like he averaged like
Well,
only
see.
like he averaged like 33 minutes a game. Oh, wow.
We met him.
Oh man, Aaron's gonna be so upset he wasn't here for this.
Isn't that nice?
That's cool.
But it's like funny, everyone's like, he's gonna be drafted. And you're like, but he hardly, I mean, he played, but like, he wasn't even their best player.
Yeah.
But I know it's different styles at college and NBA, but it's just kind of weird.
It's
Weird.
kind of how it is with Max Christie. I hope that the Lakers keep him because like the coach that they had didn't really play him and he was good and he should have got more of a run. But
You okay about you're okay about Ham Slamich being let go?
yeah, get out of here, you know? Don't let the door
I think
hit
he
you
knew what he
on the
was
way
doing.
out. Yeah, I thought he had a nickname going around on Lakers Twitter that I don't know if you're familiar with, but it was Pockets. Because he always just had his
Hands
hands
were
in his
always,
pockets and he wasn't doing anything, so we just called him
yeah.
Pockets. So it'd be like, you know, Lakers group chat would be like fucking Pockets. My Lakers group chat, like since the game one loss to the Nuggets, has just been a picture of a toe. Because it's like we just use that short for toast. Like that's it, the season's toast, it's
Oh,
done.
yeah.
But then we like just ended up calling, we ended up calling things toe, and sometimes we'll have a big toe. So when he got fired, I photoshopped a big toe onto his head. It was gray.
It is a gray toe.
Yeah. You want to see it? Let's see.
I have it right here. Actually. Please.
There it is.
It's a very gray toe.
Yeah. I thought it was fitting. I don't know.
Looks good. Some of your best work.
You know, I get better, as they say.
Your videos look very nice.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been nice to
look very work. highly produced.
It's just they get better through the year, the more you shoot them, you know. I think that's the beautiful thing of being able to work with a job where you have a camera at your, you know, you're using it every day. So that's been a pretty cool part. But the teaching job that I have right now, it's like I get to teach a little bit of history, and then I get to teach a little bit of video, and then I get to record a few things and make some things, you know.
So where are you officially teaching? Is it you have like a video course?
Yeah, I have a video production course. So like
that's
I have
cool.
I have a basic one right now, and then I'm gonna have an intermediate course next year. But I think what might eventually happen is they might slow down on having me teach history and might just have me teach like, you know, an advanced intermediate beginning video course, because I'm trying to build that out at the school that I'm at. The school that I'm at is where they filmed Not Another Teen Movie and what was it, A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. So
Pretty sick,
you know.
So you'd be like the video guy where they made real movies.
Yeah. So it's like I try to use the flagpole area that was, because that was like in both of those movies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, just, you know, there's Hilary Duff was sitting right there. So that's kind of what I try to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, California.
If they ever make a remake or a sequel, you'll have to come back and then maybe have you in it or help out.
Yeah, I think I could be in it. I think I could play Chad Michael Murray's part. You know, I got some facial hair. I got some facial hair now. When you guys met me, I didn't have facial hair, but look at me now. I got a mustache and then this stuff down here. What's up, Aaron?
The whole new ball game.
So far we've talked NFL draft. You just missed Mark show me a picture of him with Jaren Jackson Jr.
Nice.
Because we were talking about college hoopers that were like, oh, you know, you didn't really think much of them. And then all of a sudden in the NBA, they're like, whoa. And he used Caruso, because Caruso was like the ultimate, like, nobody knew that guy in college. And he just ended up working his way to being, you know, what he is.
I just named a bunch of white guys. Steve Blake.
Caruso, oh, yeah.
Reddick. Well, Reddick was good in college, but
Heinrich
took forever to develop.
Well, DiVincenzo wasn't anything until like the tournament.
Yeah, literally the last game.
Yeah,
he was good with the Warriors. They sorely missed him. Looking back on it, but, you know, the Italian, right?
White Dante.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you want to play a little game of
Jonathan Char?
Yeah. Aaron, how'd you like the NFL draft?
It was fine. It was
stupid. Who won it? Yeah. And you're
it's hard to say who won it, because all the teams that got the, because every year the teams that get the high draft picks are the ones that are still going to suck. The Bears are still going to suck. Everyone's still going to suck. Panthers are still going to suck. Who else had draft picks? I'm drawing blanks. Holy shit.
The Giants, the Commanders,
Patriots,
really bad.
Patriots, the Chargers.
Chargers might be okay. I don't know. I have to see Harbaugh actually back in the NFL.
The Jets. More like the Kets with a Q, right? You guys get it? This guy gets it. All right, because conspiracies, and theories, and Q.
Yeah.
So,
got it.
Pretty horrific story about Greg, huh?
Who?
Greg Cody of the Greg Cody Show podcast featuring Yeti. Did you hear the story about his face? Have you not listened to the show, Aaron?
No.
Okay, so Aaron, he fainted again and fell on his face.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like right into the pavement after bowling.
I saw the picture of him.
I am concerned because this has been more than once now.
I think it's more concerning that like it wasn't even a big coughing attack this time. And then like, I mean, imagine if that happened and he was just like walking on his way and there was a car coming or something, you know?
Or driving.
Yeah.
Or driving, yeah.
Or drive. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh my gosh. I cough in the car all the time.
I guess I don't understand medically what's going on because they say they did heart tests, you know, EKGs and nothing popped, meaning nothing showed up, but you can't be fainting.
No, that's not good.
Falling on your face.
No, the Phantom of the Opera mask though was really funny.
That was really good.
I don't know if his I think his podcast is on YouTube, but I need to go back and watch it because when I was listening to his podcast, he for a big portion of it, they were trying to get him to wear the mask right, and he wasn't wearing it right, and his face was still exposed, so they still saw the damage, and they're like, "Your dad, you're not." Oh, the way Chris gets upset with him. That's a beautiful podcast. Yeah, but salute to also Cinephobe because they just did Observe and Report. What a pod. Good pod. You know?
They gave it 2 out of 3 phobes, which I was shocked.
I was shocked too, because that's a file for me. I've watched it multiple times.
I give it a file.
Yeah.
That was my first time ever watching it.
Because Paul Blart sucks. The only thing that rules about Paul Blart now is Abuela Mija. That's the only thing I like now about it.
Right.
And that's not even from watching it. That's from like them watching it and then listening to them watch it. Because I didn't watch the second one. Are you kidding me?
I couldn't get through the second one. I tried for the podcast and I couldn't. It's so bad.
Time for that, yeah. But Observe and Report, no, I'll watch that over and over.
Yeah, it was legit like funny.
Yeah, I like that movie. The way they were talking about certain things, I was like, no. The scene where he beats everybody up, oh, I loved that.
Yeah.
Man,
I gave it 3 stars on my Letterboxd, which is a slightly below average, but it was still funny.
I need to get on that. I need to get on Letterboxd. You on Letterboxd, Aaron?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh. Oh, Aaron, by the way, look what I got now on my desk.
Hell yeah.
You like my candle?
That's got to bring more good fortune than anything else on this planet.
Yeah, this and what's it? The Bocelli candle. But this is more important than the Bocelli candle.
There's no more important candle in the world than that one.
Can I make it look like she's doing the podcast? Let me see. Get it like close enough to the candle. Hey y'all, it's Dollar P. Okay.
How old is she?
Ageless. Mm.
Yes,
I know she wears gloves.
I honestly don't know, but I would guess like.
I'll talk guess.
What does your heart tell you?
76.
Well, let's see. I know she did like Stallone movie in like 83. That's 40 years ago. She had to be in her 30s in that.
I have her age here, but I don't know if it's rude to reveal it.
I'm going to say...
She's a celebrity.
72.
Is that your final answer?
That seems 76.
Okay. I'm
final answer. Whoa!
Chat reveal.
78. Damn, Bob Dolly. Doesn't look a day over 30.
I said it. I put it in the chat for a reason.
78?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not supposed to say it?
You couldn't tell. I guess it's okay. It's out. You know, cat's out of the bag now. I guess if it's on Google, right? Whoa, she's a year older than Cher. You would never think the two of them. I wonder if they faint.
No.
Tweet at Cher. At Cher, do you faint?
Okay. You. I used to whenever like, Chris would tweet really outrageous things. I used to tag Christy Yamaguchi. No, not Yamaguchi. What's the real? No,
that's her name now.
No, that seems not right. That's like problematic. I can't just say that's her name. Oh, damn.
You know, honestly, I thought that when you said that, I immediately knew who you're talking about, and I thought that was her real name because I've just seen it on Twitter so many damn times now.
I've been grading essays all week. I can't
think of her real name.
My brain's been fried, so I'm like, I can't. Yeah, I haven't been able to think.
It's Yamaguchi, right?
I thought it was.
Yeah, because he had just the main at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I used to tag her in all of his tweets.
He replied once to him. Do you know that?
Oh yeah, I do remember that. I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
She got a kick out of his name.
Good for him. I'm proud of him. What was I supposed to tweet at Cher?
Do you faint?
Yeah.
You know, Dolly was here in town like a year and a half ago reading to kids, and I was going to take Georgia. She got a stomach virus. Hang on.
Don't kill Dolly.
Oh, he's on mute now. I was going to ask him, what's it like having another kid? He's got two now. Congrats.
That's a lot of kids.
Oh, he's on kid watch right now. That's creepy. I always feel like that's paranormal is going to come through your everything. But yeah. So let me see here. We got Dolly P. Sorry, just adding this to my list of topics that we've been talking about. Dolly P.
I recently watched, speaking of Cher, the movie Mask. Mm-hmm. From 1988-ish. You ever watched that one?
What'd it get on Letterboxd?
Oh, I think I bet I gave that 4.5.
Ooh.
Let me look here. Let me look. Howard the Duck, 1 star. The New Roadhouse, 2.5. Judgment Night, 3.5.
Ooh.
Eyes Wide Shut, 4 stars.
I don't watch a lot of movies they do on Cinephobe, but I do want to watch that Judgment Day one. And also, when it comes to the New Roadhouse, I've been hearing a lot of people tell me it's really good. The guy who did my new tattoo, this one, look at it. Check it out, Mark. It's pretty sick.
That's nice.
The snake one with the skull. Yeah. His name was Dalton, and I just showed my brother the first Roadhouse the night before. And he was like, that's what my parents named me after. And I was like, whoa, small world. And then they all told me.
He's named after Roadhouse?
Yeah, he's named after Dalton Roadhouse.
That's awesome.
Right? I know, it's pretty sick. He didn't have the hair, though. He had no hair, actually, in fact.
Well, who does have that hair?
Yeah, you know, I could have did it, but I wear it.
Well, yeah, I love the original, which I only saw recently, I think because of Cinephobe, and I loved it.
It's
a good mix of.
It was one of those movies that I happened to catch like right like as it started, because I was like, "Oh, Patrick Swayze's in this. What's this about?" And then I like loved it, and I saw it years ago like on cable, and like I probably watched it like 3 times this month alone, because like my girlfriend never saw it, and I was like, "You've never seen Roadhouse?" And she was like, "No." So then we watched it, and then like 2 weeks later, she was like, "You know what movie I want to watch again?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Roadhouse," and I was like, "I'm not gonna say no." So then we watched it again. And then every time we've watched it, I've listened to the Cinephobe episode because I love that movie. Mm.
It's very good. Well, so the new one, the first half hour, I was like, well, this is fun. You know, the beginning story is cool. I think that part is a fun, you know, that whole backstory that's set up is good. But then it just gets to be like, because I feel like it takes place in modern day, like there's these giant fights in a bar, and I'd be like, well, where are the police?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is America. Like, Roadhouse is in the 80s. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. This is like the Keys, and they're having like giant fights, and they're like, the cops are just like nowhere.
Yeah. Especially because like really small towns of like people with like less than like 10,000, like 5,000 will have like small militias as like police forces, like they're like small armies with like these like tanks and everything. It's just like, I agree.
Yeah, it just didn't have this. The problem was, it didn't have the same, I guess I didn't go all in on trying to be funny. Like there are funny parts, like you'll watch it, like the very, very, very last scene, like after the credits even, is like goofy and funny, but like they didn't lean into it enough, you know, like when you're not committed to a bit, it falls flat.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they weren't committed to like what they wanted to be. So it just feels like it's too in between, like it's trying to be serious and it's trying to be funny. And it's like neither, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's
kind of the problem. I didn't really like it.
So. Yeah. Cause I can't get past the UFC part. I like the aspect of like, this guy is strictly known. Like you don't know his past. You just know he killed a dude. Okay. Yeah. Let's whisper. He killed somebody. Okay. He killed a motherfucker. Okay. And salute to Observe and Report. You know, horseman whispering, right? And sorry, I lost my train of thought. Anyways, his whole thing was that he was just a badass bouncer. Like, not, like he had a cooler title than bouncer. It was cooler, right? That's how cool it was. Mm-hmm. He's a cooler, okay? And then it's like Jake Gyllenhaal, who doesn't shower, is like getting in all these fights. And it's just like, if he's not showering and he's on those mats, like ringworm, like gross, and just, it ruins it for me. But does Conor McGregor, like, is he like... Like, does he have like the Lewis? Was it McKinnock?
Lewis Pinnock?
Yeah, yeah,
he's just himself. He just played himself.
Oh, so does he say "fuck"?
He just kind of like struts around, and he's ripped. Like he's clearly on something additional. Like mm-hmm. his shoulders are like 6 feet wide. And he's a bad actor, but yeah, it's not a like it's a entertaining movie. It's a touch too long, but it's not good. Entertaining, not good, and not like a cinephobe. It's so bad, it's good either. It's a weird between.
That's so the thing.
It's a phobe for me.
That's the thing about movies today, since they're not done on film, and they're not like if they're bad movies, they're just like super high quality shit movies. Whereas like there's just something about the shit movies from the 80s and 90s and even the 70s that are just like, man, these are so good. Or like,
yeah.
Or sometimes it's like Rush Hour where it's just like, I feel bad for watching that. I shouldn't have watched that. I feel like I'm going to hell because I watched that. Because it's just like, it didn't age well. That movie didn't age well. Aaron, what's new? How's having a baby?
You know, it's like it was before, except for now we have another baby.
Have you stood out with the baby on your front porch when it's like tornado warnings and everything and like
no, knock on wood, we haven't had any this spring, surprisingly.
Okay, because that was always that was always a little feature of last year's pods where you would, you know, on your front porch and it's like hey, you know, there's probably a tornado off, and you like get into like somewhere like closer and you're like, no, I'm just on my porch, you know. What do I know?
No, it's been very calm. My Lydia decided to leave me in the middle of finals to go out to California. So,
oh, cool. Does she want to hang out?
Are you near the Santa Ana airport?
I'm not far. I'm like, that's where Jeff is. Like, Jeff lives in Santa Ana. So,
oh, does he really?
Yeah. So we could, you know, there's some birds and stones right there. Jeff works in Newport, right, with Shapiro. Jeff's also. You know, did you know Jeff's also a dad? He's a stepdad, actually. Yeah, Jeff's been going to the park to play like frisbee golf, and like he just ends up like with kids. So
that's not weird.
Wait, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Mm-mm. No,
they just leave their kids with Jeff. Like, I don't know.
We have a place in the neighborhood, and there's this guy who is always like running and stuff, like working out or whatever. But he'll also sometimes go to the playground and swing as part of his workout. Never has kids there with him, and it's the weirdest. Like, I've walked with Georgia to the playground before and seen him swinging, and I was like, hey, we're going to go back home.
Have you been ready to
do it? It's weird.
Yeah, that's – we don't do that.
It's not like a big, huge open playground. It's a little, small play area. And it's this grown-ass man just swinging like literally as high as he can possibly go.
Have you talked amongst the other neighbors about him?
No, actually, I haven't. I'm not really I don't really gossip with people that are actually around here, just kind of like y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember when your only neighbor was the person next door to you, and they were like partying and blocking your car in. And
finally called the fucking cops on them. They stopped.
Nice. Did they know it was you?
No, they got the cops called on them because there was some dude having an absolute manic freak out literally in my front yard. So, called the cops.
Now, if you didn't help him, I would say if you didn't help him out, would you have been liable?
No, help him out. He was just cussing out his girlfriend.
That one,
not
that
like an
one
actual manic episode, just like being an asshole.
Okay.
No, I started to go
so
out there.
A man dick episode, right?
That's it.
Hmm.
As opposed to a non-man dick episode.
Yeah. You know, it could have been a man nice episode, but nope.
Yeah. Could have been.
Yep. Wasn't.
Bobon always makes me laugh when I see him.
Who?
Bobon.
Oh, is he with Dallas?
No, he's on the sidelines. Courtside.
What team is he on? I mean,
Houston? No, wait.
I thought he was on.
Chicken
yeah,
Daniels.
He was in Houston, I think.
Oh, is he just there watching the game?
Yeah.
Oh, Hoopers. He's a hoop. Real Hoopers? No, he's just a fan, I guess. I was like, I thought he was
friends
with Luka.
Did he play for Dallas for a while?
Yeah, he did play for Dallas. That's why I was like, wait, did he go back? I thought he was with Houston too. He is. Okay, just making sure. I have Dallas
he was
winning
like
this
Pistons,
game.
Spurs, or Spurs, Pistons, and Dallas.
Yeah, Spurs, Pistons.
Was he not on the Clippers at one point?
He was on the Clippers because he was. Wasn't he there with Tobias Harris? Wasn't
yeah,
Tobias
that's
Harris
how they
a Clipper?
Became friends.
That's how they became friends, and then they both went to Philly together.
Yeah, and then Tobias Harris robbed the 76ers.
I think he went Philly, then, or he went Clippers, Philly, then to Dallas. Because I remember when they broke him and Tobias Harris up, and he became friends with Luka. It was a whole thing, you know. Would you be friends with Luka, Mark? I'd be friends with Luka, I think.
He seems like a fun guy.
Yeah. You think Flem hangs out with him?
Oh, I don't see why Luka wouldn't.
Yeah. I hung out with Flem and his friends when I went to Dallas one time. He had a fantasy football draft.
How was it?
Flem's team was shit. It was a bad team.
Well, I don't care about the team, but
he was good, you know? He's good. He seems to always be in LA when I fly back out to, you know, those neck of the woods these days, but you know, what you gonna do, right? As Hulk Hogan would say, brother.
We were supposed to meet up and then my work got rescheduled, so I haven't met him in person yet.
Every time I'm in Dallas, we never can link up either.
We should just all schedule something.
That might be
where
by
we
design.
We should just all go to Dallas just to all hang out together with him. So he's like, you know, don't tell him that Aaron and I are coming, because then he'll go and then we'll be there and be like, surprise. And he'll be like, shit. But he won't leave because you're there. So that's how it's
done. I
don't
know that I'm going to be in Dallas. We don't have any more weddings there, thank God.
How many weddings did you have there?
In the past 2 years, I think we've had 5 in Dallas.
Did they all live there, or was it just like, oh, we want to have
yeah,
a destination
all of them,
wedding?
All of them lived there. No, they were either friends, Lydia's friends from Houston that moved up there after college, or Lydia's friends from college that moved to Dallas or were from Dallas.
Where did Lydia go to school?
Here.
I don't get how that relates then. How did they
after
why
she graduated after they graduated they moved to Dallas.
How far is Dallas from where you're at?
Oxford? I don't know, 8 hours.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
No, it's not. It's an easy drive. I had to drive it in a fucking snowstorm the
last
time we went in January. That was terrible. Not because the snow is actually that bad, but because down here, as soon as any snow starts falling, people lose their fucking mind.
Yeah. Not for tornadoes, though.
Hell no, they don't give a shit about tornadoes.
Yeah. You know.
Not until you hear the little train whistle. Then you kind of get a little nervous.
Train whistle.
Then you throw the baby in the bathtub.
Oh, so that's what that means. Isn't that a saying?
Oh, I have no idea if that's a saying or not. That's what I do.
Put the baby in the bathtub.
That's not the saying. Don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
That's it. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with tornadoes.
Okay.
We don't have a baby here, unfortunately. I wish we did.
Okay. That'll show up on the audio
screen. Got it.
Yep.
So I'm watching right now, but I don't have cable, and I'm not signed in on ESPN, but I somehow have access to like the SkyCam one. Like the above the rim cam.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no score.
Okay, I'll fill you in. I think the Mavericks are up
34 to 26, I think.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, they're up 8. The Mavericks are up 8 right now.
Okay, so by the Mavericks.
Look, all you have to do is learn how to hack, because somebody has gotten access to our Disney Plus account and keeps adding these profiles, and we don't know who the fuck it is, and we change the password and they still get on there.
It's steak.
We change the password, log all devices out, and they still fucking do it.
That's most other devices. Steak gave me his MLB TV login, so.
I got MLB TV because I gave T-Mobile my email address via Beep. And he was like, here you go. You get MLB, you get the whole season for free. And I was just like, okay. I didn't watch 1 second.
Beep is my hookup for in-flight Wi-Fi.
Ooh. Give me a bunch
of T-Mobile numbers to use the Wi-Fi.
That's smart.
Yeah, I did the whatever that one where you can like subscribe to be able to watch one team or whatever. And then I realized that despite the fact that I'm 3 states away from St. Louis, I'm blacked out.
Mm.
So
we can't even get Tiger games locally because they Xfinity dropped badly. So I can't even watch Tigers. Even if I did pay for cable.
That's and crazy.
Valley doesn't cover St. Louis here. So
I was gonna say sorry. Go ahead.
I can't get them on Valley, and I can't get it on whatever their thing is because it's blacked out. So I just can't watch them.
I was gonna say that's crazy, but then I remembered I haven't been able to watch nobody's been able to watch the Dodgers here in Los Angeles for like the last 8 years now. So
yeah, no, it's. I mean, for a sport that so desperately needs fans, I think they'd get that shit figured out. Okay, so, you watching any good shows?
Ooh, good shows. Let's see. I'm a Bravo guy lately. So I've been, like, watching a lot of Vanderpump Rules. There's a new show called The Valley. Really good stuff. Mainly watching that because there's some, really shitty guys on that show, and like their marriages are about to end, so it's like they're getting their comeuppance, so that's pretty nice. Love the show Summer House. You know, send it if you know, you know. I don't know, Mark, I don't know if you're familiar with the drink Lover Boy, but okay, well,
no,
but on Summer House, one of the main stars, like the guy who like started, so what the show basically is these group of friends have been like renting out houses in the Hamptons every summer. And then Bravo just decided to start filming them. And the main guy who does this, he ended up starting his own like alcohol company called Loverboy. So it's like, I think it's like a seltzer drink maybe, but like it got a lot of popularity because his like wife helped him run the merch store. So for a while, because of the show's popularity, people were buying a lot of the merch, and then a lot of places just ended up buying the drinks. And like, so it's a lot more, it's distributed a lot more places. So that's why I wasn't sure if you heard of it or not, you know.
I have not.
So, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of like actual like TV shows that I've watched. I know I want to get into that. What is it? That show Shogun. know what it's called?
That's yeah, I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing but extremely positive reviews, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I want to get on that. I'm excited for Game of Thrones to come back next month. But I'm also trying to figure out what I'm going to do for a job next month. Because I need to get like a summer school job at one of the high schools around here. But
it's not always that easy. No, you could do.
What?
Start a side gig where that I didn't know this was a thing. This might be a thing everywhere. I just had never seen it around until recently here. There's these companies that come to people's house and just clean the dog shit out of their backyards. Just pick up dog shit. And they pay a shit ton of money for it.
Good time.
You know what? I'll think about it. Just like that one guy that like vacuum shit on Twitter that is a George Center fan. You remember him? The Dookie Man guy?
Dookie Man, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be you. You could be Dookie Yard.
Yeah, yeah. So Mike Ryan's in Tequila, Mexico, huh?
He's with his sponsor.
Yeah, I was just there this past summer. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I went for a quick visit to my grandma, and then the next day we drove an hour.
Where is it at? Mexico. Tequila.
It's in Jalisco. It's like an hour and a half outside of Guadalajara, which is where my grandmother is. So that's where we stayed, and we just drove there.
Your grandma has always been there?
Yeah. Well, they moved there when my dad and his siblings got a little bit older, but for the most part, they were like kind of in the ranches and the outskirts of Jalisco, so kind of like outside the city. But then they ended up moving inside and got like for a long time, their house was a liquor store. And they made bank from that. So
nice.
Yeah. So that was always the best part about like spending the summer there is like just being able to have like candies and things from the liquor store and like little drinks and whatnot. They had these things called bolillos, which was like this like kind of like ice cream. Really, really good. So sounds like something else, but
is tequila like as important to them as you would think, or is it just they happen to make it there and they don't really care? It's like culture, or is it not?
No. It's a part of the culture. It's really loved. I was curious as to why like it's specially made there. Like they make it in other parts of Mexico, but like the agave plant is just at its strongest there, and it's because there's a volcano, in that part of Mexico, and the soil there is just extra extra fertile, so the agave is just that much better there. So we got to go on a little tour. And that was nice. And they just kept giving us shots of really good tequila. And then like all the tequila we ended up buying was like you would think the bottles would be super expensive because it's the same thing as like what's really expensive here. But they just told us they're like, people will say their stuff is more like you can't buy like any of the big brands there because the big brands don't want people to know that it's actually like really cheap to like, you know, make.
And yeah, like, I mean, obviously, I'm in the biz, but there's only so much you can do with alcohol. I mean, you know, at some point, it is what it is. Like especially like vodka, it's supposed to have no flavor, so there's only so much you can do to make it quote unquote better. At least tequila has a flavor, but yes, there's a whole lot of similarities between cheap brands and expensive brands, more than people would like to admit.
Yeah, so like we were going through the three kinds, and it was just really nice, and like they were telling us a lot of the stories and the history of them making it there, and then kind of like recently since a lot of celebrities are like, you know, becoming billionaires like Mel Gibson and everything, they've been spending a lot of time out there. So the tour guide was just kind of explaining to us a lot about that, and like I should have asked him like top five celebrities, but the guy had a routine. My favorite part about tour guides there is like how they just have their jokes down, you know, they hit every time. And sometimes you could just tell them like, man, this guy's used this one a lot. And it's just, this is one he's going to keep going with.
Well, I just watched the bourbon documentary Neat. I think it's on Apple TV, and they show like the Buffalo Trace guy. And he's got every joke. Like it's like boom, boom, you know, he knows exactly what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it'd be good night, love you. I guess if you do it that many times, you have it down.
Professionals, you know, pros. I'm trying to look for some some pictures here. Yeah, this guy had a really bitchin' mustache too. He had the tunes going on. That was the best part. We were like in a, we were in a, the bus we were riding around in was a giant like tequila barrel, you know? So that was also really good. That's the thing. Like, I know, my love for like dressing up and shtick comes from the culture because it's just everywhere, you know? Best part is like you buy a souvenir drink and it's not even really a souvenir drink. They just give you this cup and it's really inexpensive. And it's like, oh, $3 for this cup that I get to keep. And now I just get to drink a lot of drinks out of it. And it has, I love Tequila Mexico on it. Yes. Please and thanks. Yeah. Like, let's go. No, Mexico's really, I really recommend it to a lot of people. Like, not, there's obviously the touristy spots that are really expensive. But if you go to Mexico City or Guadalajara, you're going to have a really, really good time. Yeah, there's not going to be the beach, but like you're going to be able to find really good things to do and things like cheap things to do that are really fun. And like those tours in Tequila were really, they weren't that expensive and they were, and it was, you know, not that far outside of the city and like everybody was super hospitable and it was nice. It was a good time. Recommend.
Nice. Sounds cool.
Yeah. So if you, you know, if you ever don't want to go to Dallas, Aaron, Tequila, Mexico.
Apparently, Lydia's signed us up for another Mexico trip this August, September. I don't know, but we're going to Cancun, and I love going to Mexico, but Cancun's just not my favorite.
Yeah, to
me, very touristy.
Yeah,
we went to I can't think of what it's called. On the other side, on the Pacific side. Son of a bitch.
Baja California? Cabo. Oh. I always forget.
Last summer.
Cancun.
I liked that a lot better.
Acapulco. But yeah. There's me.
In the desert, though. It was hotter than hell.
I got that cheap Messi jersey in Mexico. He had just got on the team, and I was like, let me get a knockoff jersey. You know what I'm saying?
The only soccer jersey I've ever owned, I bought in Mexico when I was like 12. Ooh. I don't even know who it was.
Do you know the team?
Nope. It was blue, and I think it was like, what is that? Emirates, Fly Air Emirates or whatever.
Mm.
Whatever that airline's called. That sponsors. Okay.
Oh, that's
Fly Emirates.
It's not Real Madrid, is it? At least a blue. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a navy blue.
Was there any red? Was there any like red stripes in it? Speaking of Tornado Watch, my brother's on Tornado Watch in Arlington.
Oh shit! That means we're about to get some rain here in a few days. I bet. Let's see.
Ooh,
I just better not delay my wife's flight coming back because I'm not trying to. Yep, Sunday. Son of a bitch. Fuck. Right when she's about to land is when it's supposed to be raining. God damn it. I can do this, you know, for a few days, but
it gets exhausting.
It's fine until bedtime.
Mm.
Because I always have a propensity to push it a little too long, so then he starts losing his mind. And it's not a fun time. It's not, yeah. But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
True.
It always I don't know why. Partially makes me laugh, but partially annoys the shit out of me whenever I have both of them like, oh, you babysitting this weekend? I'm like,
just parenting.
Yeah, it's called being a parent, dude. It's not babysitting. It's not like somebody hired me. I'm not getting paid for this, unfortunately.
It's the opposite. I'm paying money.
Yeah. I'm paying more money because I'm not cooking. I'm taking us out to dinner. And then I'm not telling my daughter no when she wants to go get ice cream.
How can you tell her no? Right?
I never can. Ever. And she knows it too.
Atta girl.
He's figured that out real quick.
Daddy's girl, you know?
Has the had keys to go to Walmart to get something. I picked her up from school, had to go to Walmart to get something. And I, like, we walked in. She said, can I get a toy? No. She got a toy, and she got a new dress.
Sick. Good for her.
It's a bluey dress. Lady's going to love it.
All right. Well, I think this is good. What was that, Aaron?
I was going to say, for all of our millions of listeners, if you have small children and don't watch Bluey, you're missing out. It's the only good kids show.
You haven't been listening to the Levitard show, right?
Yes, some. Not this week.
Did you hear them talk about Bluey?
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind.
Love Bluey.
What else do you love?
Dolly.
That's right. And that's been another fantastic episode of Laughter the Club. Joining us tonight from Memphis, Mississippi is Aaron. I know this is my limited fake. It's probably really bad. And all the way out in Detroit adjacent Michigan is Mark.
Detroit. Wait, Mark, where do you live? Well, we can wait till this is done recording.
Oh, and then out here in sunny Southern California is myself, pal. Keeping it real, you know? Right? Mark, you got anything to add?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Peace out, gang.